Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, entrepreneur and founder of the award-winning beauty business Hey You, cited by Forbes magazine as the wellness expert you need to watch and healer to the stars by Hello. So with all of that, it was quite a mouthful. Let's talk about what we're going to do in today's episode. We are going to be talking about a very understated problem which actually affects over half of the population over 65 years of age in the UK last year, which is UTI. So in today's episode, we're very excited to be partnering with Nature's Answer. Now, Nature's Answer is a brilliant wellness brand, which I'm very excited to talk about because they have hundreds and hundreds of formulations and they don't just offer them as capsules. Now, I find not everybody likes taking powder-based, capsule-based supplements. Some people can't cope with them. Some people are already taking quite a number of them. So I always think it's quite useful to take supplements in different shapes and guises because it helps you sort of cross-reference against different things because many of us wish to take various different things for various different reasons. So Nature's Answer, they use gummies, they use droppers, they use all the different variations of how to get these supplements into your body. So I find that very useful. And they also, clues in the name, pretty much have the answer to pretty much everything. But today I want to talk about a particular supplement that they offer, which is called UT Answer. UT standing for urinary tract. Now, urinary tract infections are one of the major causes of misery. And it comes in my clinic a lot. And often people refer to antibiotics as a solution. That's absolutely fine. But many people then struggle with the solution because they have to find themselves taking repeated antibiotics because the problem never quite goes away. What Nature's Answer are using here is a very interesting three-day regimen to help clear up urinary tract infections. Now, this can be a particularly useful thing if it's a recurring problem, which often happens when you're hitting perimenopause and the menopause stages in life. So what they're using is a various different extract combination using concentrated cranberry with D-mannose and vitamin C, and it's very fast acting as a result. Now, in the meantime, what I also love about Nature's Answer is that they use a number of quality checks. They're using over 60, and as a result, their extracts have a very powerful one-to-one ratio extracting solution to dry herb, which makes them much more potent than many of the supplements that you're going to see on the shelves of the supermarkets and the pharmacists. So if you're interested in any of these brilliant supplements or specifically the UT Answer, then do please pop over to John Bell and Croydon, Whole Foods or bodykind.com and find out all about how their products can help you. So this episode is brought to you by a superb brand, which I'm so excited to talk to you about. Now, remember, all of the brands that we talk about in the advertising space in Own Your Health are always brands that I want you to know about because I think they're good. And Liminal is no exception to this. Now, Liminal is founded by a friend of mine and a friend of the podcast, Rebecca Brown. Now, Rebecca Brown started life as a narrative researcher. And you're thinking, what on earth is that? And the clue is interesting into the creation of Liminal that came out of the back of it. So she spent her entire professional career before this listening to people's stories. And she started to work into the menopause time before the menopause sort of became the huge great topic that it is now. So consequently, she was building up this huge great research bank of other people's stories, which then coincided with her own journey going into the perimenopause, where slightly her professional world started to fall apart due to the perimenopausal symptoms. Now, as a result of her own personal story and also being a narrative researcher, she started to experiment, as we all do. She started to ask herself, what if I dot, dot, dot? So she started to formulate all sorts of different formulations using all sorts of different herbal decoctions in order to create the brand that is now called Liminal. And the answer to this is that she's created not just a superb range of powders and supplements, which are very complex powders with multi ingredients all combined into them, apparently extraordinarily difficult to formulate. But in this community, there is also very much a community-based energy frequency of the sharing of knowledge, the sharing of stories, the sharing of understanding that when you're going through your menopausal symptoms, not only do you need physical and biological support, but you also need emotional and spiritual support as well. So that is our wonderful sponsor and friend of the podcast today. So before we go back into the podcast, I invite you to pop over to liveliminal.com, where you can have a look not only at these superb range of products that she offers, but also the incredible community benefits that are there and available to you for free at the website. And now back to the podcast. Now, if you have any questions at all about UTIs or anything else that we discuss in this podcast, or indeed anything you want to talk to us about, we have an email address, which is ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. So do please send us in your emails. If it's confidential, just write confidential. Otherwise, we may well share it in an episode to help other people. If you are on Spotify or Apple, do please share us, because this is freely given information and we want to help as many people as we possibly can. And if you have any comments, do leave them in the comments below on the social media sections. Now, one last thing before I get started on UTIs is, have you seen the new body sculptor? It is the no gym, no diet health hack that you need to know, that basically sold out over and over and over again over the summer. So we've kept it quiet because we couldn't actually get enough stock in to meet the demand. But finally, we've got loads of stock now. So just to let you know, if you haven't seen the sculptor, there's one here, and they're fantastic. There's loads and loads of reviews on those as well. So I do really urge you to have a little look at those for your autumn health. Now, let's get going with the topic of the day, which is UTI infections. Now, there's this thing about UTIs, because obviously the standard treatment for UTIs is antibiotics. Now, this is not a substitute for Western medicine advice. And obviously, if you are suffering from UTIs, you must go and consult your doctor. But there is this really interesting thing in all my years of clinic where I have treated people with reoccurring UTIs. Because most people, when they have a UTI, take a course of antibiotics and then they're basically okay. But there is a section of people who end up in my clinic who have them repeatedly, and they have been on stronger and stronger and stronger antibiotics, and they can never get shot of them. And so that's my first question. Why? And that is what I love to answer, because we can now come into the territory of Chinese medicine to say, well, there's this rather amazing emotional cause of disease, which can then manifest itself in a UTI infection. So it's something that everybody needs to know. So what is it? Well, the root cause of many people's UTI infections comes from the heart. Now, why? Well, what happens is the heart is responsible for something called your shen in Chinese medicine. Now, that is basically your emotions or how you feel. And so if you're stressed or you're going through a really difficult time, which we all go through, or you're finding life is too much and it's on top of you, or you're just a very sensitive person and that you find that you get upset much more easily than other people and that you feel sensitive in the heart area, then this is something you need to know. Because what happens is, according to Chinese medicine, the heart is paired with another organ, the small intestine. And the small intestine also has a job to do. And its primary job is to separate the pure from the impure. That's what it does. And it's part of the digestive process, but it's also part of the energetic process as well. So as all of these emotions just kind of come flooding in on a daily basis, some of them will be nice emotions and they'll make you feel good. And some of them will be not nice emotions and they will not make you feel good. And it's ultimately the job of your small intestine to process both, to go, right, all the good stuff's going over here and all the not such good stuff is going over here. Now, where's it going? Well, this is interesting, because all of the pure stuff gets translated across to the bladder. And all of the impure stuff actually goes down to the large intestine, where it has a relationship with the lungs. So the energy process of the small intestine is sending impure down to the large intestine, and it's sending pure across into the bladder. Now, this is interesting, because when the heart is overwhelmed, which often it is in modern life, what's happening is it's just getting so deluged with everything that it's kind of going like this. For those just listening, I'm waving my arms around like a crazy person in front of my head going, ah, I can't cope, can't cope, can't cope. And that's what your heart's saying. So the small intestine is getting turbid and it's getting muddled up and everything's swirling around like kind of toxic sort of washing up liquid at the end of a good old washing up, and everything's a bit sort of swilling around and it can't do its job. It's just overwhelmed. So what then happens is a whole load of turbid energy frequency goes into the bladder as well as the pure. And then what happens is it starts to heat up, because it's kind of like a bit of a toxic swamp. And then it's moving from an energy into an actual physical matter, because this is this thing called sublimation, where something can start as an energy flow and then it can start to condense and condense and condense until suddenly it actually becomes physical. And at this point, what's happening is the bladder channel then sends this down into the bladder organ. And then suddenly you've got a whole load of hot, toxic, turbid substance in the actual bladder itself, which the body is desperately trying to release. But the problem is it's hot. Now, the thing about these bacteria is that your body is full of bacteria, good and bad, all the time. You're like a you're an ecosystem. You're like a garden. There's all sorts of things floating around your body. And your body is perfectly capable of harmonizing and balancing everything when it's in harmony. Now, the problem is at this stage, it's not in harmony. It's overwhelmed. So then what happens is there's bacteria orbiting around your bladder that like a certain temperature. And they like a certain composition. And then suddenly this nasty, toxic, dumped sort of swilling mess is now suddenly creating the perfect host environment for bacteria to start proliferating. And these are the ones that you don't want. And then in comes the pain. Okay, and in comes the problem. Now, at this point, you suddenly go, ouch, this is where I've got a UTI. I've got lots of bacteria swilling around. Yes, indeed, you have, because they're proliferating and it's burning, or you're getting all of the symptoms. And at this point, you've got a problem. Now, what I suggest you do is, of course, as I've said at the beginning of the episode, you must see a doctor. Okay, and at that point, you need to make a decision as to what treatment you'd like to do. But what I'm talking about is, as a daily thing, if you're somebody that suffers from this repeatedly and it's something that you're dealing with, perhaps with antibiotics as well, you want to do this as well. We need to start supporting the heart and the small intestine to enable this overwhelm of emotion that's coming into your body on a daily basis to get separated, so that the body can be supported in what it needs to do, which is separating the pure from the impure. And then hopefully that will assist your body in naturally doing the job all by itself. And then the problem won't reach symptom stage, where you won't need to go to the doctor and you won't need to take antibiotics, because you've addressed it and nipped it in the bud right at the beginning. Ah, so I hear you sitting there thinking, what do we do? Well, it goes back to the basic things that I always talk about. So the first thing, what do we need to do? This is an emotional overload situation. So what's happening? Your heart, your poor heart, is overwhelmed by too much stuff, like flying at it on a daily basis. Not to mention the fact that you might be dealing with something over and above emotional. You might have children leaving home. You might be getting divorced. You might not be getting divorced, but you're just miserable at home. You might be feeling that you're overlooked. You might be feeling frustrated in your life. You might be feeling frustrated in your job. You might be going through the menopause. You might be dealing with all of the above. And it's not that I'm sounding insincere by laughing there. I'm just kind of laughing at the fact that I've plucked all of those examples out of thin air, thinking, oh, actually, I could probably tick most of those boxes at some point in time, because we're humans. Because we're humans. And as we age as humans, we need to understand the aging process more, because the body gets weaker, the body gets tired, we get overwhelmed, we have memories of things and things get triggered, and then things get even more difficult for us to process. And we need to understand the reason why. And then the minute you understand the reason why, something wonderful happens. You get inspired and you think, ah, that's so interesting. I didn't know that. And I go, I know, isn't it great? This is why I love Chinese medicine so much, because it gives you inspiration, not desperation. So we come into these episodes desperate, just thinking, I'm in pain, I'm upset, and now I've got this repeated UTI and I'm having to take antibiotics, and you may or may not want to, and it's fine either way. I'm not trying to kind of comment on that. But often people come to my clinic and most people I know don't want to take them. And by the way, most doctors I know don't want to prescribe them. We know that there's limitations to and there's side effects to these things. So really the best advice is to try and avoid needing it in the first place, and only using it if you absolutely have to and if all else has failed, rather than the go-to remedy. So the answer is, the first thing that we need to do is, first of all, just give yourself a pat on the back and go, wow, that's actually quite an interesting fact that I didn't know. And actually, that does actually make sense, because it's true. And second of all, go, right, so now I can adopt some simple Yangsheng practices to help myself. And that actually feels rather empowering. And this is where the aging process suddenly becomes wonderful. Because the thing about aging, when you do it well, is this thing: older and wiser. Ah, because you've just learned something interesting, and hopefully you can share this with everyone else. So the first thing we've got to do is support your poor heart. Right, so what do we do? Well, we've got to take a breath. And what do we do with that? We use the Mindfulness Bell app. And this podcast is brought to you by our partner. Oh, no. They don't even know we exist, but it doesn't matter, because they've got a very nice app. And James does love getting his gong out. So he's about to press his gong again. Go on. There. James has paid the handsome price of £2 a year for that gong. Now, that gong can chime every 15 minutes on your phone.
Okay. For free, you can have their gong. And for £2 a year, you can have a gong of choice. Okay. Because all gongs are different and they're not all created equally. And we all like different sounds. But for £2, I think that's a bargain. Now, when that sounds, and I would urge you to have that on your phone, chiming away every 15 minutes, you simply take a breath, a slow breath. So you just breathe in with me. Breathe in slowly. Linger at the top of the breath. Breathe out slowly. Linger at the bottom of the breath. And immediately, everything slowed down. Everything just feels calmer. Yet everything is still swilling around outside just as crazily as it was 20 seconds ago. And yet your body's reaction to it calms. And your heart calms. Why? Because your heart is controlled by the breath. The beat of the heart can be slowed by the breath. And people forget this. It's another really useful thing. This episode is full of useful things today. Did you know that? That you can slow down the heart rate by slowing down the breath? Ah, useful fact. Okay, now to this breath. Smile on your lips like Mona Lisa. That's another interpretation of that masterpiece. That smile could be explained in many different ways, but the way I like to explain it is that is the smile of equanimity, which strengthens the heart. It's not a fake smile of, ha, like anyone listening, that's a kind of Colgate smile with a ding like that. It's not that, because that's overwhelming on the heart if you're not feeling up to that level of energy. So if you're feeling sad or down, me going, give us a smile, you'd probably tell me to piss off. Right. Whereas a smile of equanimity is an even smile, which just generally gives the heart a gentle uplift like it does on the corner of the mouth. So just do that breath again. And this time give me a Mona Lisa smile, just a gentle smile. Lingering and then breathing out and lingering. And then what you'll start to notice is a gentle uplift on the body and the heart can calm. And then what will then happen is in turn, the small intestine actually has a chance of starting to separate the turbid from the clear, i.e. the negative from the positive. And already you're supporting your body in making that separation so that all that negativity doesn't end up down in your bladder causing problems, which is what we don't want it to do. Now, that's the breath. That is the world's easiest thing to do. Go and get yourself that bell. Make sure it's playing. Remind yourself every time to give yourself that smile. You will forget. Right now you'll remember. I guarantee you'll forget. And then it will chime. And then you'll think, oh, that's that breath. And you'll notice how much better you feel. And the thing about doing these teeny tiny little tweaks throughout the day means that you don't have to then go to the gym for an hour in the evening. I mean, by all means, do lots of exercise. But the idea is that you're not just kind of banking everything to just go and blitz later on and then run out of time. This is just tiny little things that you can do in conjunction with your general everyday life. You've got to breathe anyway. So you might as well breathe consciously every 15 minutes. You will be doing yourself the biggest health favor that you will ever give yourself. Breath is the master healer to the body, and it's free. Well, in this case, it's £2 per year. But every 15, I don't know what that would be, micro pence per use. Oh, James is looking at me going, right, so if he's going to chime every 15 minutes for 365 days... and it's going to cost you £2. How much is that going to cost you? Odd sort of postcard, please. Not very much.
35,040 times a year.
Wow. So that's 35,000 slow breaths. That's such a good health practice. Although you're not including sleep in that, James. Hang on. Oh, my God. What is that, Viggs?
0.000057.
So that's like a micro... It's like nothing.
It's good value, isn't it?
It's cheap. Basically, it's cheap. We don't know. There's too many zeros. It's like when my husband starts talking about finance, because that's his job. And then he starts talking these numbers. He's just lost me in the middle. I'm like, oh, God, I don't know. This number's, it doesn't make any sense to me anymore. So I've given up. Okay. So basically, the first thing is, so I was on this flight and I was feeling a bit tired. I hadn't slept very well. And I was waiting for my suitcase and everyone was just kind of on their phones as usual. And I'm standing there jiggling about looking like a right idiot, but I didn't care because I thought the most important thing to do is to shake the body. It's really good for grounding. It's very good if you've been traveling.
So we're really picky about who we partner with, because I want to make sure that when I'm partnering and promoting something here to you, my audience, that I endorse it wholeheartedly and I genuinely think it's in your interest to know about it. So let's talk about Medda. Now, Medda Skincare was set up in 2009 by Dr. Tina Medda. And the reason I love this brand so much is because it's really very much focused on finding holistic and natural solutions to your skincare. And she has a few really cool, iconic products. The first one, which is the one that she started with, which is this probiotic exfoliating Enzy Peel Mask. What it does is it works in conjunction with the microbiome on your skin. Now, this is really important because most of my audience is sort of 40 plus. So anyone that's 40 plus is likely to have put chemicals on their skin over the years, because that was the skincare that we were sort of introduced to in the bad old days of the 20th century. Now, that's not great, because when you strip the microbiome off your skin, what happens is then that gets replaced by a whole load of chemicals. And that's not great, because basically everything's stripped off and chemical dependent. So what happens with this Enzy Peel Mask is that it basically supports the health and diversity of your skin's beneficial bacteria. Now, this is important because I'm talking to you about this in the autumn. And autumn is very much a time of the metal element, which is to do with your lungs and your large intestine and the immune system. And microbiome, which sits on the surface of the skin and is not to be stripped off, has a direct relationship with the lungs, because the skin is the second lung. And the lungs, in turn, have the secondary organ of the large intestine, which is where vast quantities of this microbiome are hosted within the body. And this is all the good bacteria. This is all the good stuff. So we really don't want to be stripping this stuff out. So Medda has a brilliant quiz which will help you establish exactly what it is that you need to be adding to your skincare routine. But the hero product that she launched with back in 2009, which sort of got her into the public space, is very much this Enzy Peel Mask, which is probably the thing that I use the most, and I really, really enjoy using, and you can really feel it sort of working into the skin. So a brilliant, brilliant brand. I really, really endorse this brand. I think it works very much as regular skincare, but also treatment skincare as well. And I'm all in favour of regulating the biome back into your skin if you've been using chemicals. Now, the next thing to do is gua sha. Now, gua sha is one of the masterstrokes. Now, that's a pun for anyone that knows what gua sha is. Me calling it a masterstroke is quite clever. It's a bit of an in-joke. So welcome to the in-joke, folks, because gua sha means press, stroke, flush, okay? And it's an ancient technique. It was designed thousands of years ago. It's treated billions of people. It's tried and tested. It has had a huge beauty thing that sort of started in lockdown, partly by yours truly, I hasten to add. But the world took over and everyone loves beauty gua sha. There's crystals everywhere, but not everyone is fully aware of body gua sha. So this is a body gua sha tool, one of the ones that I sell over on the Hey You Method. And body gua sha is a slightly less sexy version than the crystals on the face. And yet it is an absolute lifesaver when it comes to owning your health. Okay. It's body gua sha tools should be made in this instance, because for this type of shape that I'm holding, which basically looks like a kidney in silver, it's much slimmer and sleeker than the beauty crystals made of softer crystals, and they're thicker because they're working on the skin for beauty. This is slimmer and sleeker because we're basically trying to get in to create this microcirculation in the skin, okay, so that we can start to dislodge toxicity that's getting snaggled up in the fascia and in this amazing connection that the body has between the fascia and the physical body itself, because the fascia connects energy, fascia, physicality, okay, and vice versa. Physicality, fascia, energy, which means that you can start excreting things through the excretory function of the skin and starting to break down these kind of heavy droplets of negative frequency before they get a foothold in the body. So this is a bit like a toothbrush when you've had a load of sugar. Okay, so but in a negative way, you've had a load of emotions dumping on your poor heart that day. You go to bed in the evening, before you go to bed, put a little bit of oil around the heart. Do not gua sha over breast tissue. That is contraindicated. Okay. But across the sternum and the heart and underneath is absolute fair game. Okay, so what you want to be doing is press stroking over the chest, down the center of the breast tissue and underneath the breast, across like that. And this is absolutely one of the best treatments that you can do for UTIs, because you want to catch that turbidity and the
And the combination of separating the pure from the impure and preventing this turbidity, creating the problem down in the bladder, lower down. And the great thing about that is that we're not contraindicating anything Western here, because we're not telling you to do anything in the affected area. We're talking to you about something which is further backwards, which the Western doctor wouldn't even be discussing. I mean, they might say about stress, and they may connect that, but they wouldn't be telling you to be gua sha-ing this area of the body. Okay. Now, there are always contraindications to these techniques. So please, please make sure that you've checked the fact sheet and checked the website to just double check that your own personal health issue doesn't have a contraindication, because there's one of me and many of you. But if you're not sure, please just email in and we can help you, or consult your Western doctor as well and double check. Okay. We always want to give you advice that sits within the Western doctor saying, I can't see that that will do any harm. Okay. Breathing, we always know that we're 100% okay. Using the healing circle meditations, they're 100% okay. The softer the treatment, the more 100% okay you get. When you start to come into doing things like body gua sha, you must double check. Now, you can also do this brilliant technique down over the bladder area as well. It's really useful. Again, you apply the oil to the front of the pubic area, and you basically do gua sha over the area as well. And what will happen is you're using the excretory function of the skin to draw things outwards through the skin, rather so that you can create a shift going on inside the organ underneath the surface of the skin as well. It's a very, very easy treatment. Okay, you can also take the gua sha around the pelvic area. You can go all the way around the hips. What I always suggest to people when you're using body gua shas is to go all over the area, because the thing about the body is it doesn't always hold the problem where you're feeling the symptom. Okay, your body is complex and you don't necessarily know. Now, if you came to have acupuncture, we would do tongue and pulse and analysis and we would be able to work it out. But when you're doing it for yourself, just let your body tell you. What you'll find with gua sha is that something will come up and it will kind of feel what I would call a sort of grateful sensation, where it feels like it's released. You go, ah. We call that in Chinese, ah, she. Okay, it's like, ah, she. It's really good expression. But and often people will sha up, and the sha is the red flush, okay? And that will show you as well. So if it's coming up red, you want to sort of get in there. So that is what I would recommend for UTIs. There are other things as well. I mean, obviously the kidneys, which is the master organ of the water element of the body, which has a master connection with the bladder as well. So if the kidneys are getting overwhelmed and overstressed, and the thing about kidneys is they tend to get depleted by modern life, because the kidneys are the batteries of the body. So the kidneys, it's quite hard for kidneys to get sort of hot and bothered. They tend to just get knackered. Other organs get hot and bothered, but the kidneys just go, ugh, okay? And the problem when they go, ugh, is that they kind of lose the ability to do their job, which is to kind of balance everything. If you think about the location of your kidneys, they're kind of like pillars of the body, either side of the spine, and they're kind of like Hercules. They're kind of here keeping everything together and holding it all up and making sure that your yin and your yang are balanced, and that your energy cycles are balanced, and that everything's harmonious. And there, you know, there's a pair of them. And interestingly, the kind of rhythm of the kidneys connects to the rhythm of your heart. There's another fact that people didn't know. James has just gone, oh, wow, I didn't know that either. I was like, I know, today's episode is just full of cool stuff. So that's the third fascinating thing that I've probably told you today, older and wiser. Okay, that so if your heart is racing because you're stressed, and you're breathing quickly because you're stressed, and you're probably rushing about, and you probably haven't eaten properly because you've probably had a crazy diary, and you're just kind of like trying to keep on top of everything you have to do, then your kidneys are no longer just kind of beating to this lovely slow. Think of yourself on holiday, which is, how nice is that, when you've just got time to go for a walk and relax and digest your food at lunchtime, and you can go swimming or go walking or sort of being in nature. Imagine how harmonious your body feels at this point. And then imagine a typical day where you're just rushing around and your heart is just kind of like this. Well, your kidneys then start going like this. And then they've got to deal with the stress response, because in Chinese medicine, the organ of the kidneys is responsible kind of for the stress hormones and everything else that goes with it. We don't really sort of separate off the glands, so that the kidneys are getting stressed at the same time, which means they're getting depleted, which means they're no longer capable of doing a really, really good job of keeping everything in check. Now, then what happens? Well, then the bladder is slightly getting a bit wobbly at the same time. So it's sort of lost its support network. So suddenly this poor bladder has just got all this negative, turbid energy just like dumped on it. And it's just going, oh, like that. And then it kind of looks to its master organ, the kidney, to go, can you give us a hand here and just like help me cope? And the kidneys have just gone, oh, like an exhausted parent dealing with children, just wanting to hand them over to the exhausted other parent that's just come home from work. And everyone's knackered and no one actually wants to do anything. And then you kind of have a bit of an argument because like, well, who's more knackered? And it's like, the answer is there's no win situation here. What you've got to do is nip this stuff in the bud and help the body process these things as it comes in. And the best way to do that is the breath. And then the next best thing to do is gua sha before bed. And then all the other self-care practices, which I teach you on this podcast. And let's just recap some of them, because guess what? They're all really nice. The thing that I like to talk about in this podcast is the pleasure zone. Everything I want you to do is to feel good. Okay. And none of this is difficult stuff. None of it's time consuming, particularly, and all of it feels good. Okay, all of it. Because why would I be bothering to tell you something unpleasant? And that's one of the reasons why, having qualified as an acupuncturist, I stepped back and really went into the self-care end of what we as acupuncturists do, because we always give lifestyle advice. All good acupuncturists will give you lifestyle advice because that's our job. So it's not just about you coming to me and me sticking pins in you and then you carrying on with your life. It's right, well, I'll stick pins in you, but you're going to have to make some tweaks at the same time. And it was always my favorite bit. Now, loads of people don't like acupuncture. Not many people actually like having needles stuck in them. Okay, it helps them and they'll do it. And don't get me wrong, I'm all in, I love acupuncture. Of course I do. But this stuff is the pleasurable stuff. Foot bathing your feet before bed at night is a really brilliant way to prevent UTIs. Okay, and it works brilliantly alongside gua sha. Massaging the feet, using, for example, a magnesium butter that we've got on the site. Magnesium butter, we're all depleted in magnesium. I can't think of anyone that's not. So magnesium butter into the feet, a very good practice for night, helps you sleep. And then you can massage it with things like this, which is the Bian stone. This is the acupressure tool. You can use this lovely soft edge. It's Bian stone is really nourishing for the body. This strengthens the bladder. This strengthens the kidney. This strengthens the heart. You're working on reflex zones on the foot before bed. That helps you sleep. That helps your kidneys. That helps you cope. That helps your heart. That helps everything. And all you've done is stuck your foot in warm water for 5 minutes and done, hopefully, some healing sounds if you wish, or just some slow breaths if you don't want to do the healing sounds. If you're interested in superpowering your foot bathing, we've done a healing sounds episode where I literally sing to you. I stop talking at this point, can you believe it? And I sing instead, and you can do them with me, and they're really good for you, and they help you sleep. So these are simple practices that you can do regularly. I think it's probably, I say looking at James, a good opportunity for me to do my top 10 self-care techniques that you really should be doing on a daily basis, the Mighty 10. Now, that's a different episode. So everyone's now kind of going, oh, God, thanks, Katie. But I think it's we need an episode where you can now click and go, if you're going to do the 10, Katie's top 10 tips for your perfect health and harmony to stop yourself getting anything wrong with you at all, God willing, then let's get that episode up so that you can actually go through it. It won't happen today because I've got to decide what the top 10 is in order, which requires a little bit of thought. So we're going to do that. But in the meantime, breathing, shaking, drumming, tapping, gua sha, foot bathing, these are all things you need to do, okay? So that is really my kind of killer information on UTIs. You need to basically understand that there's more to it than just the actual area of the symptoms that you're feeling. You've got to go back a couple of steps and remember that there are three reasons why you get sick, and they never change, okay? Number one, the energy and the blood are not circulating freely around your body. They start to stagnate, and when they do, you get a problem. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the body needs to purge and nourish, i.e. it's like a giant great drain. Okay, it's got to filter out everything that needs to go, and it wants to keep everything that needs to stay. And if you get overwhelmed and stressed, that functionality doesn't happen. What happens? You get sick. And number three, you need to ensure that you are strengthening and supporting the five key organs, the heart, the liver, the spleen, the kidney, and the lung. And if you don't, you'll get sick. And most people are not doing any of those three things. So that's why we get sick. And that is the ultimate underlying reason how you own your health. And if you're not owning your health right now, those are three things you need to do. Now, that episode was right way, 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 way back many centuries ago, not long after the Bible began. That's way back at the beginning. Number episode 1, 2, or 3, I can't remember, but it's right back at the beginning. So I do urge any new listeners to go on a bit of a binge listen and go back way back to the beginning and join us on this journey of owning your health. So in the meantime, thank you all so much for joining. Thank you to our lovely partners on this episode, which is Evolve Beauty and The Naked Pharmacy. And I look forward to seeing you at the next episode. And do please share this with everyone, because this is free information that we love to share and we want it to reach as many people as possible. I'd like to talk to you about our wonderful sponsors, because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you for anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn to decluttering to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that, because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount.